Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The most unique spot I think the Chiefs have been in since we've had you come on this show over the last, I guess it's been like 40 years maybe at this point in time, Ross, where there's a real, real chance this football team misses the postseason.
Yeah, I guess. I'm still not there.
Neither am I.
I've gone on a couple shows the last couple days, and they've said, is this the end of this run for the Chiefs? Is this the end of the era? And I made it very clear, no one will find me on any video camera or any audio of me saying that. As long as Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback for the Chiefs, I believe that their reign, their Super Bowl window, is wide open. They are losing their fair share. They're losing more than their fair share of close games after winning more than their fair share last year. I think the truth and where they really are probably lies somewhere in the middle. And I think that'll start to correct itself probably as early as Sunday.
When you look at this team, it felt like nationally everybody was ready to just be like, ding dong, the witch is dead. And like praying for something that maybe doesn't come true. Now, look, they've got problems, Ross, but what I can't figure out is statistically, things actually look like this team should be winning more than they do, but they are awful in the final 4 to 8 minutes of a football game. Can you explain why a team with this experience would struggle in that spot? It would actually make more sense to me to struggle in different areas, but they're bad at the end of the game.
Yeah, no, I have no explanation whatsoever. I mean, honestly, you know, when they won the 15 straight one-score games, I thought certainly, look, if you say the baseline, an average team should win half those games. I think it's fair for a team with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback and Andy Reid as your head coach to win more than 50%, right? I don't know what that number is.
65, 70, 80, yeah, something who knows, yeah.
Yeah. They also shouldn't be 0 for 5 this year, though. And it's just stunning because you know that some of the regression was going to come, but I don't know that I thought it would be 15 straight wins in a row followed by 5 straight losses in a row in those one-score games. And it's especially surprising because still, I don't know about you guys, but still, every single time the Chiefs are in that situation, my gut, my brain fully expects them to make the plays necessary to win the game. And it's still jarring and surprising when they don't.
Yeah, 100%, as we're talking to Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider here on 96.5 The Fan. Can you pinpoint anything, though, just not necessarily the final drive type of stuff that Cody was asking about, but just is it Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter is sharp to you? Is it that the play calling has gotten predictable? Because that's been a theme this week, and certainly on this show and others in the city, that when you're losing as many close games as they are and some of these issues, are teams just figuring them out more? Like Chris Jones acknowledged that the Broncos kind of knew what was coming with some of their defensive looks. You know, late in the game, Andy Reid, you know, on two, three and out drives didn't run the ball a single time. Do you think they become predictable?
I won't say predictable. I will say that, you know, when you've had guys doing it as long as Andy and Spags, that they've got some pretty strong tendencies built up over the years. But I don't know, guys. I mean, was that any different last year? you know, they still had a significant body of work last year and the year before, and nobody was saying these things. So the idea that all of a sudden, you know, those guys forgot how to coach, or, you know, now they aren't able to figure things out, I don't really buy that. I do think both offensively and defensively, they have some things they like to do when it comes to winning time, and people probably have a pretty good feel
right
for what those things are. But, I mean, I don't know that they were really doing anything different last year when they won it all.
I'm really impressed as you're talking. Text line is wondering, I have to ask the question before we continue. Are you working out while talking to us? This is impressive.
How can you guys hear that? You can hear that?
We think you're on a, people think you're on a Stairmaster or something.
No, I can get off.
No, it's fine.
I'm on a treadmill. Well, I guess now that you know about it, I can go down a little bit. I'm on a treadmill because, you know, I've learned it's like, I read somewhere that not to look at exercise as the solution or the answer, but to look at sitting around as the problem. And so it's a little bit too cold here to be outside. I usually like to go for a walk outside, but if I'm going to be talking with you guys in 15 minutes, rather than just sitting there, I'd rather, you know, get some steps in, I guess.
No,
if you guys can hear it,
no, but
it's distracting, then maybe I shouldn't do it.
No. I'm impressed. I mean, you put it this way, I would not be able to complete sentences if I was trying to do an interview. I would never even dare try to do what you're doing. So it's not that noticeable.
You know, the real problem is, I was like supersetting lifts, like shoulders, biceps, triceps, right before you guys called.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now I'm on my treadmill, but because I was lifting, my heart rate's decently high. Like
right, well, now, now you're bragging, Ross. All right, yeah. Now you're bragging. Okay, thank you. You know,
I got to keep working out so I can look like you guys next time I see you.
Yeah. Before we ask you about the Colts, since we're already on the medical stuff, what do you think a standard amount of time a radio host should miss for hernia surgery?
Ooh, that's a really good question, actually, because I've had that surgery.
Oh,
I had a sports hernia surgery after my senior year. What day of the week are you getting the surgery done?
Tuesday.
I think that you should be back by the next Monday at the latest.
Oh, so you were one day too long, Cody.
Ah, too
he,
long.
Had, he had surgery.
I already had the surgery.
He had it last Tuesday, and he's just getting back today.
Yeah, I would say, you know what's crazy? I remember I had that surgery done at Rutgers. I went to Princeton, and we drove back to my house in Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania, afterwards. That was painful because the medicine wore off from the surgery. And then if my dad like went over a bump on the turnpike, like that was hard. I don't recommend a 2-hour drive after that surgery, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's brutal. Ross Tucker joining us here on 96.5 The Fan. You've called a couple Colts games, if I'm not mistaken. I think maybe a Colts-Titans game, maybe another one or two. What are the Chiefs dealing with here on Sunday as the Colts come off a bye and head to Arrowhead?
Yeah, so I did one Colts game, but obviously in preparation for that game, I watched them a bunch. They are really, really good, especially on offense. Interestingly, the last couple games they played, they haven't looked as good. You know, the offensive tackles have been getting beat. Daniel Jones has been turning it over, because prior to these last two games, and they lost the Steelers and they won the other one, but prior to these last two games, they were like a machine. I mean, they looked almost like prime Chiefs. You know, they have arguably the best running back in the NFL. They have a quarterback playing like a top five guy. Offensive line, I thought, until these last couple games, is probably the best in the league. Their tight end, the top five tight end in the league already. And they have a really nice receiving core. I mean, Alec Pierce has been outstanding. Pittman, Downs, they're very impressive. I don't think that they're that great defensively. And I think they lost their best defensive player in DeForest Buckner, which is a huge, huge loss for them and something that the Chiefs absolutely have to take advantage of.
How much do you think, I think earlier today, the Colts designated Charvarius Ward to return? I don't know if that means he will play on Sunday, but how much do they miss him being gone with the concussion?
Well, you know, it was very clear for the game I did that he was their best corner and he was the corner they liked the most. So that's significant. And then since then, they've obviously traded for Sauce Gardner. So if they had Ward and Sauce out there at the same time, that's obviously the combo they want and feel good about, because I don't think that they are a dominant front seven team. So they really need the coverage guys to really play at a high level.
Ross, I want to ask you about the Chiefs one more thing. We were talking about them offensively. The big conversation seemingly locally is they should just run the ball under center. Can you explain from like a, you're in the middle of an NFL season, you understand that under the center runs work, they like the RPOs more, and those statistically yards per play wise do work. It, can they just shift to that? Should they just shift to that? Should they be a team who just calls a running play and doesn't give Mahomes the option anymore? Because Andy in postgame had said there are plays in which it could be run pass and Mahomes is just choosing pass a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I know some coaches that feel like if you call an RPO and the quarterback throws the ball, that those yards should count as rushing yards. Because it was more or less a called run. You didn't get to look to run the ball, so you're doing a quick pass, and that those should count as rushing yards. I honestly can make an argument both ways. You don't want to be running your head into a wall. You don't want to just call a play and run it if it's a bad look. I don't think, as a matter of principle, that that's a very good idea. The flip side of that is with all these RPOs in the gun, there really aren't that many runs off of it. There's not a big menu of runs. And so the defense can really key in on what those runs are. And there is something to be said for a volume of runs. And yeah. So if you're not just calling a run and going with it, or you can call two runs. You know, you can call a run to the right, run to the left, and run it to the more favorable look. But if you're doing RPOs, and every time you're in RPO, you throw it, then you're not getting the volume of runs that coaches really covet for a lot of reasons.
Yesterday on the show, you were discussing that the current playoff field, the 14-team field, would not have the Chiefs, the Lions, or the Ravens in it. Do you think all three are actually missing? Do you think all three still get in?
I think all three still get in, but the odds would tell you that one of them is probably going to miss it. You know, I mean, I don't know which team that would be. I'd have to look at it again. I don't think it's the Ravens, because I think the Ravens will win that division.
Agree.
It would be the Lions or the Chiefs. I think there's probably a pretty good chance that one of them misses it, just because of where they are right now. But kind of like I said to those other shows, I'm not the one saying that. I'm still picking them to go.
Nah, I hear you. Yeah, I think the Ravens are going to end up winning the North. I still don't believe that Chicago ends up winning the NFC North. I think the Lions still do. And then really, that means I think the Chiefs would be the least likely of the bunch to make it. Doesn't mean they won't, but I think, and I haven't looked at the exact betting market, I believe they also have the worst odds to make it of those three. But I understand why you don't want to, you know, why you don't want to put them down yet as the Chiefs get set to take on the Colts Sunday. Ross, appreciate it, man. We'll check in next Tuesday. or Wednesday.
Sounds great. Take care, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.